I started off with a little experiment. I asked a bunch of adults, where'd you go to school?
I went to Newton Elementary School, Newton High School.
Epiphany School.
Folsom Elementary School.
I went to the Academy of the Sacred Heart.
Valina C. Jones School.
I went to the Moses Brown School.
Word of Life Academy.
Warren Easton High School.
Public School 38 in Jersey City.
I also asked a bunch of kids, New Orleans kids, and it turns out a lot of them go to places called academies.
I go to Belle Chasse Academy,
Trinity Escoffio School,
Morris Chef Community School,
Langston Hughes Academy.
I go to Grand Charter School.
I go to Kip Citrus City Academy.
Araby Elementary School.
Mount Carmel Academy. Psy
Academy. Success Preparatory Academy.
Kipperdation Primary Academy.
That word, academy.
It goes back to Plato, and it has a long history of intellectual exchanges.
Larry Cuban is a professor emeritus at Stanford University in the history of education. His specialty is school reform and teaching. Cuban says our idea of an academy comes from Europe and traveled to the United States in the 17th and 18th centuries.
Think Philip Exeter, Andover, private schools for elites where intellectual learning would occur. So it has that kind of pizzazz and kind of cachet.
Cachet, something struggling New Orleans schools haven't had much of. By naming themselves academies, these schools hope to instill pride in both students and teachers. Cuban travels around the country doing research and consulting, and he says naming schools academies is part of an urban school reform.
I have yet to run across an affluent suburb that does this stuff. Have you?
No.
Okay. So it's an urban phenomenon. It's aimed at children of color because it's very hard to get experienced, highly skilled teachers into urban schools. This is, I think, aimed at both teachers and kids, the renaming.
When a publicly funded school is named or renamed an academy, chances are it's a charter school with strict standards and a no-excuses model.
Like, I have a son, he's 9 years old. He goes to Achille Academy. That used to be the old William Franz Elementary School where Ruby Bridges went to.
Kiera Chanu has seen this change from school to academy firsthand. Not far from her son's school, Achille Academy, she once attended classes at
George Washington Carver High School,
which is now George Washington Carver Preparatory Academy.
It's to elevate the status of both the kids that come there, the teachers, and take on the mantle of something that is highly respectable. And by naming something, you increase its value.
And then there's another word.
A scholar is like a person who's from Achille, who does what they need to do, and who's been told what they do.
At Achille Academy, Jada Brown is a fifth grade scholar. All Achille students are scholars.
It's a big term for us.
Out in the hallway, fourth grade teacher Julie Patterson says Achille Academy uses the word scholar to set Achille apart from previous schools their students have attended and to send a message.
We have big goals for you, you know, we have big ideas. So you're not just a regular old student. You follow our values, you follow our school rules. That means you're a scholar.
No word is magical in changing behavior.
But, says Larry Cuban, the word scholar elevates the possibilities.
By renaming, kids and teachers also can see themselves as performing different kinds of tasks at a higher level than before. And it's not just plain doing worksheets. It's more important than that when you use that word.
But, says Cuban, these words are just tools. It's easy to say them, and much harder and more complicated to live up to the lofty promises they hold. For WWNO, I'm Eve Abrams.